State Board of Education meetings are usually pretty staid, but yesterday's board meeting was an exception. Here's Superintendent of Mooresville Graded Schools, Mark Edwards, an advisor to the board.
I'll tell you, the exasperation level is off the charts. It is off the charts.
The source of a lot of that exasperation is what's called a reading portfolio. It's a series of 36 tests spread out over several months. Each test takes about 15 minutes to complete. The idea is most kids will be judged on their year-end tests. The reading portfolios are designed only for those students who may fail that year-end test because their worry gets the best of them. But districts are giving them to most students who are behind, and that's more than half of third graders in the state. Union County School Superintendent Mary Ellis came to observe the meeting. She says teachers have little choice.
We want children to have every option and every chance they can have. And if on the outside chance it will help a child, and then you have the parents that may say, why didn't you do that for my child? My child could do that. You're east of the devil and west of the deep.
The proposal before the board would allow schools to use tests that kids already take during the year to measure whether they're at grade level and can go into fourth grade or must go to a summer reading camp. That way, Ellis says, districts won't feel so much pressure to subject kids to reading portfolios. Edwards told the board the way it is now is unacceptable.
And I have to tell you, when we talked to Senator Burr, he said, this is not what we intended. But it has translated now to this huge train wreck. And people all over the state are upset about it. So I hope there's a sense of, let's bring some relief to it, make it reasonable, responsible.
One way to do that, said State Superintendent June Atkinson, is to stop administering the reading portfolio test to so many students. But she said if districts choose to give those tests, they have to give all 36 of them. After all, that's what state law requires.
Since I took an oath in January of 2012 to uphold the laws of North Carolina,
so did we.
While I believe that should be changed, it has been our responsibility to carry that law forward.
Many districts also want flexibility around the summer reading camps. By law, they must run 3 hours a day for 6 weeks. But that's a tough schedule for working parents. Board member Rebecca Taylor urged the board to do what it can to make sure the law achieves what it sets out to do. That is to get all third graders reading up to snuff.
I didn't write this. You didn't write this. Obviously, the superintendents and teachers did not write this. So we need to all work together to come up with how we can implement it.
The board is expected to vote this morning on whether to allow districts to use the alternate tests. Any other changes will be up to state lawmakers. They don't meet until May. For WFAE News, I'm Lisa Miller in Raleigh.